Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer. We're here at CES, the largest consumer electronics show in the world, probably the longest running show in the world in technology. We're here in the lobby of the Wind with Sirius XM, and we're serious about frequency. At least I am serious about frequency. And when I think of frequency, I think of Craig Goldberg.
Hey.
We live in harmony. Our frequencies are harmonious together, and he's changed my life. Because number one, he exposed me to something called vibroacoustic healing. And I am also a customer of In Harmony.
Yes, you are.
I have a sound lounge in my home and I utilize it every day, whether I'm in the lounge or not, because I can pick my frequency in an immersive way with sound and vibration in order to facilitate a symbiotic harmony with certain vibrations. So, Craig, welcome to the Playbook again.
Thank you for having me back, David. Always a pleasure. I'm serious about frequency too, so let's get into it.
Right on. Well, most people understand temperature when they think of frequency, meaning that if I'm a certain temperature going into another environment, a certain temperature, there becomes a symbiotic relationship. Yes. And the temperatures even out to the same temperature.
Yes.
With In Harmony, we have frequencies.
Yeah.
Because I assume the body is mostly water, that is why the frequency in which the vibroacoustic level is at, your body regulates to that level. It doesn't create a medium.
So your body is an antenna, salt water. We are mostly made of salt water. And your body is basically a big antenna. You're constantly coming into and out of what's called harmonic resonance with the frequencies that we're presented with. You're either being conscious and cognizant around those frequencies you're presenting the body with, which is exactly what our business is all built around, or you aren't. Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, other people, negative energy, whatever it might be, your body is constantly coming into and out of that frequency band and matching what it's presented and surrounded with, which is why you walk into a room and something terrible just happened and you can just feel it.
Yeah.
And it's, you're like, what did I just walk into? Or if something's joyous, or if you're joyous and you're bringing your energy tuned to that higher frequency in a room like that, all of a sudden people are like, man, that Dave, he's amazing. I just love his energy. I love what's going on, because you're tending to that. You're tending to that frequency garden that we have. You're keeping your vibration very high, and that is what other people are coming into and tapping into regularly.
And there's many different modalities in which we can help ourselves elevate our frequency. How is frequency related to awareness? Because I was taught that you can only be aware of that which vibrates equal to or at a lower frequency than you.
I've heard you say that. I believe that too. So that awareness, I think, is something that's really trained and ingrained. It's almost like the mechanoreceptors in the skin, which is how we feel and perceive touch. It's actually a change in pressure, which is a form of sound. So you're actually hearing with your skin and through these mechanoreceptors. The reticular activator system in the brain is constantly weeding out that which you don't need to know about. It's like when you walk into a restaurant and you're actually hearing all of those conversations that are happening around you, but I'm focused on our conversation, and then all of a sudden I'll hear Craig, and all of a sudden now I'm tapped into that conversation and yours. It's that reticular activator system that filters out that which is no longer important. That awareness for me is very much like feeling and tapping into the other energies that are around you. It's with practice. It's by tuning your own energetic field allows you to then be that much more aware of what you're being impacted by and influenced by from an energetic perspective and from a frequency perspective. So the better tuned your body is, the more in tune you are with how you feel day in and day out, I think the better awareness you're going to have based on, I mean, we all know when you walk into that room and you can just feel it. We all know when somebody's going through something. Love and blessings to Colleen. I could tell there's something off in her, and I know where she lives and what's happening in LA right now. And we talked about it. I was like, hey, everything all right? She's like, no, I'm actually devastated with what's going on right now. I don't even know, right? Like, you can just pick up on that energy and you can pick up on that frequency.
And understanding what interferes with a higher frequency. One of the interesting things about In Harmony is that it coordinates with an app that you can pick and choose, not only if you know actual frequencies by the megahertz of those frequencies and what chakra or what different symbiotic relationship it can have. One of the most interesting things for lay people that may not be quite as ingrained in the vibration frequency part of life is that you can pick emotions.
Yeah.
Because obviously emotions are energy in motion. Mm. So if I'm grieving, there's an app for vibroacoustic.
We got a music meditation.
Healing.
Absolutely. So there's two parts to this conversation with Absolutely Love. I believe frequency and music is adaptogenic, just a word that's used in the holistic healing world. Adaptogenic basically means that your body will adapt to the medicine. Your body will get from it what it needs. Therefore, each time you're exposed to it, you might get something different. Music and frequency, the music meditations that we create are adaptogenic, meaning it's not any one single frequency that's bringing value in that particular session, but all of the different broad spectrum frequencies that we play through our music. Music is a multitude of different frequencies. So no matter what music meditation you're listening to or what you're experiencing on the lounge, whether it's for 11 minutes, 5 minutes, or 55 minutes, your body is picking up what it needs harmonically, and the entire vibration of the entire vessel is being lifted. Now, when you go into our app and you're having a particular emotional experience, grief is a great one. And we all go through grief at one point or another for something. We have a music meditation for it. And it is phenomenal at creating space for you to experience grief and grieve, which we need to move through that process. If you've lost and had need to grief, to grieve, you know that that's a process that you have to go through. Time heals. And yes, time does help. But there are other things you do to expedite that process by processing what you need to feel in that particular experience. Reflection, anxiety is another one, right? So we have an entire catalog dedicated to these different experiences that we have along the journey of life. It's actually called the journey of life as a category.
Something I've never asked you, which is really interesting to me. So, and I'm not sure that everyone around me is going to like that I say this, but I've experimented with certain drugs in order to experience what they do to me so that I can replicate it without the drug.
Sure.
Because I believe that to be a capability of human beings because of an adaptogen type of
100%.
Philosophy.
100%.
One of the things I love about my sound lounge, and this may be personal to me and the different experiences that I have with it, is that it not only is an adaptogen itself, it is actually for me a training mechanism to replicate without it. So because I travel and I can't take my sound lounge like I have this week, you know, overnight to Aspire in the 2 a.m. to hear.
Your schedule is bananas.
It would be very difficult to get that thing. I could take it on the plane, but it'd be difficult. But while I was on the plane this morning, I was replicating the frequency because I trace calligraphies, I use in harmony, and I can understand what it feels like, and I can shift my own cellular frequency. Am I full of shit? Is that actually happening, or can it be a practice as well?
So a couple of things. First of all, you always have our app with you. So you can pull open our app and you can listen to it through headphones.
I put on my earphones.
And let me tell you, even on our YouTube channel, we have 11-hour versions that you can, with a YouTube subscription, download to your phone. And just this, from the second I start traveling, I put on my AirPods, and with transparency mode on, I'm moving through the airport. I'm moving through with heart frequency, right? In the background, right?
528.
528, baby. And it changes the way you, fly. All right. So you mentioned drugs. I like to call it medicine.
Yeah.
Right? Again, I don't know exactly which ones. We don't have to get into the specifics. I had my first
mushrooms.
Very clear. Okay, cool. So look, I had my first, I've never really talked about this except lately. I had my first psilocybin experience when I was 16. I'm 45.
Yeah.
I've probably had 2,500 experiences with that particular chemical.
Yeah.
I've microdosed, I've macrodosed, I've done it all. When you're eating
not
that
with me.
Not yet.
Yeah. There we go.
Look, I'm at all the psychedelic
crew.
I'm at all the psychedelic conferences, though. I've been to the Consumer Psychedelic Conference here in Vegas. I've been at Psychedelic Science, which is the regulatory side. I've been down in Miami for Wonderland. It's a big part of why I'm there, and I'm there with our partners. So other companies that are using InHarmony tech as part of what they're doing, mainly for haptic feedback. But in all of the cases, SoundSelf comes to mind. SoundSelf is a biofeedback experience that uses an InHarmony bed to create a psychedelic experience, an altered state in the brain without the exogenous chemicals. So you hit the nail on the head. Everything is happening within us. This entire experience of what we're looking around is all happening around us, and it's happening inside us. And when we look to these exogenous substances, which I happen to be a big fan of, and I am unbelievably grateful for where the research is going, especially this last 5 years, because of all the experiences I've had. I had my first cannabis experience when I was 13. My parents know about this. I mean, I've had conversations with them about this. Psilocybin experiences, I've experimented with acid and LSD. All of these different experiences that I've had, some very ceremonial, some very recreational, because I'm the one that's having the experience, I'm the one that knows what's happening. I might not be able to explain that with scientific data, but anecdotally, I could tell you what's happening in that altered state. And the downloads that I get, the changes in perspective that I've gotten, the compassion, the empathy, the sympathy that has erupted inside me because of these altered states that I've been able to achieve. Now, having been on my Sound Lounge for 8 years, I am achieving those states of consciousness, those altered, perceived as altered states of consciousness.
Expansive.
Regularly.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it on the Sound Lounge without any other substances. Exogenous substances help really well and work really well with the bed. And we are absolutely involved in some science and research on that front. But the reality is you don't need any of those substances because it's all happening within us. It's no different than the Jews davening at the Great Wall. Right? They are in that meditative state. They are davening back and forth.
Rhythm.
And yeah, look, my wife is Turkish. You've got the swirling dervish. They are in a meditative state as they are drifting. No, there's no substances. They're simply in that meditative state. What I love about In Harmony Technology, and we've never actually done a podcast where we talk this much about the tech and the frequency, which I love, is that it helps you achieve those altered states. It helps you to get the downloads and the information that you need because you're in such a relaxed state. And that's something that we don't get to appreciate. When you're flying and jet setting and doing this, and you're thinking about who you're present with, and then you're thinking about who's next, and then you're thinking about what just happened, so that we don't get an opportunity. Life is moving so fast that we don't really get an opportunity to slow down. And it's when we're in that deep meditative state that the downloads start to happen, that the synchronicities begin to be connected, that we begin to truly appreciate what's happening around us. And that's when we have these aha moments. It's no different when you have an exogenous substance. For the longest time, cannabis was an off switch for me. I work so hard, 18-hour days, 20-hour days sometimes. And for me, when I came home and I sat on the couch and I had some cannabis, that was an off switch for me. No more phone calls, no more work. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm in an altered state. I'm not here to do business. I'm here to relax. And it was a nice off switch for me because it didn't give me a hangover. It wasn't like alcohol, but it was an off switch for me. And the reason I would get so many downloads is because there wasn't pressure for me to perform. There wasn't pressure for I should be doing something else. I'm not doing enough. Those same programs that run over and over and over again in the back end of our psyche. There's a lot there.
As there always is, and we have to use great entrepreneurs like Craig Goldberg to expose us to great technology that can change the number one technology that exists, which is human experience,
right,
in its materialization of the spiritual beings that we are. You're one of my favorite spiritual beings in human form, and the information that you give us can change our own formation. We can't find outside of you what you can't see inside of you. Learn to practice the vibration and frequency to elevate to your potential, to be at ease, dissipate the dis-ease. We can do that with In Harmony. Check it out. I'm a big user of In Harmony, and I appreciate you, Craig, always being and showing up the way you do. He's so damn eloquent about some really sexy shit too. So
you're
amazing. Check it out. In Harmony, go to inharmony.com. Craig Goldberg, the CEO of In Harmony, changing my life, and he can change yours. This is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.